More of Lake Effect now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Not long ago, Black Wisconsinites were less likely than their white and Latino counterparts to die in a car crash. But a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that over the last decade, the number of Black people dying from car accidents in Wisconsin each year has doubled. At the same time, the number of white Wisconsinites dying in accidents has substantially decreased. Mark Sommerhauser is the lead author of the report, and he joins me from his office in Madison. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So this study was born out of another one of your reports, which was about the decline of life expectancy in Wisconsin more generally. What did you find in that research that led you to investigate specifically driving deaths?
Yeah, so that's right. I mean, this was not something that we set out looking to research, but it was something we kind of came into as an outgrowth of the report that you just mentioned on declining life expectancy. We frequently do presentations to our member groups that support our organization on our research findings. And in this case, we were doing one of those presentations to Aurora Healthcare, which is one of our members, and was just kind of meeting with some of their public health experts to discuss the decline in life expectancy and in some of the areas of mortality that were causing that. And their public health experts asked a really good question of us, which was, have you examined some of the racial disparities in some of the top causes of mortality in the data that you're looking at? And we had looked at that a little bit, but not very extensively. And we said, well, that's a good question. We should go back and take a look at some of those racial disparities in some of these areas of mortality. And when we did that, what we found was a pretty striking disparity among white Wisconsinites and Black Wisconsinites in the area of accidental deaths, which is a category put together by the CDC that encompasses not just motor vehicle deaths, but things like drug overdoses and homicides and other things. What we found when we delved a little more deeply into that was that the motor vehicle accident death rate, the disparity there between white and Black Wisconsinites was a big part of that. And when we found that, we really wanted to delve a little more deeply into it and see what might be going on there.
One of the things that, of course, stuck out to me inside of the report was specifically how driving deaths have gone up in Milwaukee. Now, people mm-hmm. who know Wisconsin will understand that the majority of Black Wisconsinites live in urban areas, specifically
Correct.
Areas like Milwaukee and Madison. So when
That's
we're
right.
comparing Milwaukee to the rest of the state, how do we account for that rise in general?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And we don't presume to have all the answers in this report, but we do try to, you know, examine a few of the contributing factors. You know, with anything as complicated as this, there's never one thing, but I think a few of the things that we have kind of singled out is that we do see in Milwaukee an increase in fatalities that involve speeding. And so that was, I think, one of the other really kind of important findings in this report. That is a trend that, you know, runs counter to what we're seeing in the rest of the state. So in the city of Milwaukee, speeding-related fatalities from 2013 to 2018 increased 117%. And in that same span of time, in the rest of the state, they declined by about 8%. So that was another thing that really stood out to us that suggests that maybe there is something going on in Milwaukee that is somewhat distinct from what's happening in the rest of the state. Certainly another thing that we observed in our research was that there's been a really significant decline over the last few years in ridership of public transit in Milwaukee County. And that is significant when you think about, you know, auto fatality death rates, because obviously a person is far, far less likely to die riding a bus in traffic than they are if they're driving a car or if they're a pedestrian potentially, you know, in the way of a vehicle. So we don't know that that's necessarily what, you know, might be contributing to this, but it certainly seems like a possible factor to consider.
As you mentioned, the report looks at a number of different things that coincided with this increase, like the changes in public transit ridership, but also changes in police pursuit policies and a variety of other things, driver's ed in schools.
Yeah.
Can you go into some of those different things that have coincided with this increase?
Absolutely, yeah. And these are factors, I should say, that have really already been discussed quite a bit in the public sphere in Milwaukee, and things that as we delve deeper into this, we started seeing, hey, there's been a pretty robust discussion happening about this in Milwaukee for years now. So yeah, there was a change actually back in 2010 that Milwaukee police made to their pursuit policy that effectively limited the instances in which Milwaukee police officers could pursue somebody in a vehicular pursuit for reckless driving. And that was in place from 2010 to 2017, late in 2017, when that policy was changed again in such a way that gave officers somewhat more latitude to be able to pursue vehicles that were engaged in reckless driving. And that is something that's been discussed by community leaders, community members in Milwaukee, as, you know, one potential factor that might have led a few individuals that might have been engaged in reckless driving, might have led them to believe that they could get away with it more easily without necessarily being pursued by the police. I think the other factor that you mentioned there was driver's education, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's another one where that's had a lot of community discussion. There was a period, I think, starting in about 2004, where the state discontinued funding to Wisconsin school districts for driver's education. Milwaukee Public Schools, after that point, you know, continued to do driver's ed, but there was, you know, a cost then associated with that, which I think is certainly a barrier for some of the lower income communities anywhere in the state, but certainly that includes Milwaukee. And so starting in 2016, the Milwaukee School District brought back a pilot program to start to provide free driver's ed once again. But, you know, if you think about the period of time when this increase was happening, kind of from 2013 to 2018, a lot of that was happening during and immediately after that period where free driver's education was not available in Milwaukee public schools.
When we zero in on Black Wisconsinites specifically, do we know if there are things that are impacting them more than white Wisconsinites? Because we know there is a big racial disparity there.
Yeah. So one thing that we know is that African Americans in Milwaukee and nationally tend to use public transit more than other racial groups, certainly compared to white Wisconsinites and white Americans. And so that is one of the things that led us to consider the issue of declining public transit ridership, because, you know, we know, again, that the African American residents in Milwaukee are riding public transit more than white residents. And so if there's a decline there, I think there is some reason to believe that that might have a disproportionate effect on the African American community in terms of the auto fatalities. So I think that's one piece of it. We also took a look at economic factors. There is somewhat of a cyclical effect in terms of a link between the economy and motor vehicle death rates, where during a recession, motor vehicle death rates tend to decline because people are driving less, and they do tend to increase somewhat during times of economic growth, such as what we're in now. And I think that explains a little bit of what's going on, in the sense that we have seen overall increases in motor vehicle death rates among white Wisconsinites and nationally. But the issue there is that it's been a much smaller increase, tiny fraction of the increase that we've seen among Black Wisconsinites.
So the report looks into some of the possible causes, of course, what the raw numbers look like, but it also looks at some possible solutions. So how do we go about, you know, not just solving this disparity, but solving some of these underlying problems?
Yeah, so the good news is that some of these issues have already been addressed to some extent, in the sense that Milwaukee Public Schools has brought back free driver's education, for instance. You know, for those who believe that the pursuit policies by Milwaukee police might have been contributing to reckless driving, that policy has been changed in 2017. And Milwaukee police since that time have, the number of vehicular pursuits that they've done for reckless driving has increased quite a bit in 2018 and 2019 after they changed that policy. So those are a couple things that have already changed. Some of the other things that we go through in our report, we really owe, you know, sort of a debt here to the reckless driving task force that's been put together by the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, which just a few months ago here put out a draft report where they made some recommendations that really were very broad ranging. I mean, everything from asking state lawmakers to increase the criminal penalties for adults who engage in reckless driving, red light cameras, always a contentious issue, but that was one that the task force did suggest should at least be considered. You know, certainly increased programming and funding for driver's education, both at the high school level and in the technical colleges. And then the other piece was sort of looking at ways that we can build our streets to try to make them safer, and to try to, you know, reduce the number of really severe accidents that happen. So, you know, some of those ideas range from narrower roadways, more traffic signals, more pedestrian islands. Speed bumps is another thing that can cause people to drive a little bit slower. So those are some of the things that we mentioned. And again, those latter pieces are, you know, things that were pulled together by the City County Task Force, but I think really offer a good starting point for policymakers to consider.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Okay, Joy, thank you for having me.
Mark Sommerhauser is the communications director and policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Their latest report is titled Wrong Way, Black Auto Deaths Up in Wisconsin. And you can find a link to it at wuwm.com.